The region's new automated speed enforcement cameras may have generated a few rage-filled rants on social media over the last 6 months, but new data shows little doubt they're doing the job of slowing drivers through school zones and providing a cost recovery revenue boost for the region. A report coming to the region's Planning and Works Committee next week outlines the success of the program to date, but comes only 2 months after Cambridge got its first automated speed enforcement camera on the northbound approach of Guelph Avenue. The camera, located in the 40 km/h school zone for St. Gabriel Catholic Elementary School, is one of 8 that were activated in the first phase of the program that will see 16 schools in total get the ASE equipment once the second phase rolls out. Elgin Street Public School is next on the list for Cambridge, and the region says its camera should be activated by summer. Despite being out of commission for a few days after the lens was covered with black spray paint by an unhappy driver, the Guelph Avenue camera has added to the data and revenue haul. The Toronto Provincial Offences Court managing enforcement from the photos issued 2,673 tickets between October 2021 and March 2022, a number in line with staff estimates. Net revenue from the same period was $93,463 and is also in line with staff estimates of $200,000 annually. So far, the setup has cost the region $459,500 for cameras, installation and signage, leaving $205,000 remaining in the budget. Once both phases of the program are complete, it's expected to have cost an additional $300,000, resulting in a budget overrun of about $95,000. The region says speed data obtained from the active ASE locations indicates average speeds in all school zones where the cameras have been activated dropped from 52 km/h to 47 km/h. Most drivers were traveling at speeds between 35 km/h and 69 km/h before the cameras were activated and are now driving through the zones at speeds between 30 km/h and 64 km/h. Observed speed reductions at ASE sites ranged between 1 km/h and 9 km/h with an overall average reduction of 5 km/h. After the implementation of ASE, 67% of drivers were recorded traveling at or below the posted speed limit, representing a 63% increase in compliance with speed limits in school zones, says the report.